Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode.
Hello and welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I am your host, Stephanie, and today I am going to be talking about eating for two. So this is the concept that a lot of people have when they get pregnant. They're always just like, oh, I'm eating for two now. So that basically means that I can just eat whatever the hell I want and not care. And this is how a lot of people gain a bunch of weight. Actually had conversations with people being like, oh, like when I'm pregnant, I'll be able to eat whatever I want. And it's just like, is that what you actually want to do? Because that's how people gain like hundreds of pounds while they're, you know, going through pregnancy and in these things. Obviously, there are other factors to go into that. But I think this mentality of you need to eat for two while you're pregnant is just kind of bizarre, because this baby is not even a baby yet. It's literally this, like, it's the first couple of months, it's not even really a human being. And I know that's like very controversial thing to say, but I just mean like it doesn't need that much food, right? It's not like a full grown adult, but I don't think we think of it in this way. So like usually when you get pregnant, they usually tell you like there's a suggested amount of calories to eat throughout the day. There's a certain amount of calories to eat for like postpartum. They have all of these ideas, right? And it's not ideas, but recommendations, or, you know, basically what the doctor recommends you to do, right? But that doesn't mean that you just get to eat whatever the hell you want. And if you're craving something, you should just go and eat it or whatever. Like, I am a firm believer of like, you don't even really need to eat that much more while you're pregnant. Like for myself, I would say that's one of the mistakes I made. I just like felt like, oh man, I don't want to starve my baby. Like, I don't know why I was thinking that, maybe from like my eating disorder background or something like that. Just like struggling with an eating disorder before. And I was like thinking like, oh, like I make sure that I don't under eat because I don't want to, you know, have this child malnourished, because I read this book about like basically this girl, her mother was anorexic while she was pregnant with her. And she said like that from that early age, she like, you know, being in the womb, she was restricted from calories. And like, for some reason that got in my mind. And I just thought like, I have to overcompensate of some sort. And I ended up gaining like a lot of weight. Like I got up to 180 or 185 pounds. And usually I'm like around 120 to, like 120, I'm like shredded, but I'm usually like around 135 pounds to about 140 pounds, give or take. And, I don't know. I gained a lot of weight. So like for me, I gained like 40, 50 or however many pounds that is. So I think I started off like my pregnancy around 130 and it got up to 185. So whatever the math is on that, I don't really feel like doing it right now. Yeah, about 50 pounds of weight that I put on during pregnancy. And that first little bit was just due to like, you know, not like just basically indulging. Like I was like, let's go get a pizza. Let's go do this. I'm pregnant. I deserve it. Right. Like I had this like mentality. Right. And, when I do get pregnant again, I'm definitely going to do it differently and not have that mentality. Like I need to like force feed myself. Cause you don't, you literally need like 400 calories more a day, especially if you are already like an active lean person. You don't really need that much more. If you are overweight already, you actually don't even need to really eat much more at all. You could even probably get in a way with a deficit. And I know that sounds scary and it sounds like, oh my God, why would you do that? But if you're already overweight, you being overweight and being pregnant and gaining more weight because of obviously you're growing a baby can be more detrimental to you. You can have like blood pressure issues. You can have blood sugar issues as well. And that's very dangerous to a fetus, right? So thinking about these things and like, you know, just that mentality of like, oh, I can eat, I'm eating for two. And that's like your excuse to go and binge. Like, You don't get pregnant to binge, right? Like, how is that even healthy for you? And why would you want to be in that mindset going into it? Like, I'm not saying you should restrict or you should like be watching your intake very carefully. But like, I do think like, don't have the mentality, I'm just eating for two and I can just eat whatever the hell I want and binge. Like, that's not giving nutrients to your unborn child. Like, you want to give them like variety. You want to give them more whole foods. Like, there's so many things that we're not allowed to do while we're pregnant. Why do you think that just binging and just eating all the sugar and all the candy and all the junk food is what you should do because you're so and so pregnant? Like, I remember one of my cravings that I had during pregnancy was sweet potatoes. Oh my gosh, I was craving sweet potatoes all the time. Like, that's something that I really, really wanted, and it's probably I needed some sort of nutrient from it, right? I think carbohydrates in general I was craving a lot more of than I usually do, and I think that's just due to pregnancy and, you know, growing a baby, right? Like, carbohydrates are needed to grow a baby, but so are fats and proteins and all those other nutrients as well. That's why we take prenatals. That's why we, you know, make sure before we even get pregnant that we're you know, making a better lifestyle for us. Like, a lot of people have troubles with, you know, pregnancy now and just being able to get pregnant because of their lifestyle, right? So, you know, I know a lot of women will, once they get pregnant, they're like, oh my gosh, like, I actually need to turn this around. But you should already be doing that and preparing yourself. Like, not you should, but like, it would probably be recommended that you do that beforehand and get into that mentality. And like, I know some women that like actually like gain muscle when they're pregnant and have a better body after being pregnant because they're taking care of themselves. And it's not just about you and your satisfaction and your needs or whatever. It's about your child's needs as well. Like, you are growing something inside of you, and it's so important for you to be taking care of your health and like exercising and, you know, listening to like, you know, what your body needs and actually truly being intuitive with that, right? Like, I don't, for myself at least, like, I don't think I ever really, I don't know, when I was pregnant, like, I really felt like I got a lot of freedom from food. And it was just something where, like, in the beginning, yes, I was like binging and I was like, I had this mentality of like, I need to eat more, I need to eat more, 'cause like, that's what people were telling me. But like, around like my third trimester, well, like basically when I was about to give birth, like, I literally wasn't even that hungry anymore. Like, there was no space. There was literally no space. And I actually was eating less food at the end of it than I was in the beginning. And because in the beginning I had that mentality, I'm eating for two, I need to eat more, and gained a bunch of weight. And like, near the end, I wasn't really gaining that much weight anymore. Like, I gained a lot in the beginning, and then like, it kind of just slowly tapered off. And then obviously after postpartum, like, I felt, man, I felt like a bag of shit. And I'm like, I really let myself go. I really let myself gain like a lot of weight, and it was kind of unnecessary. And it was basically all in the beginning. I still worked out regularly and everything like that, but like, I really like wished that I didn't have that mentality in the beginning, and that I was, you know, just moderately doing it and not just using this as like a time to binge or just binge eat, right? Like, why, I don't know why we even do that, to be completely honest. But that's my rant for today. I hope that you guys found this valuable. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please share this with someone else, and we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is at a step above the rest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.